Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. I am your host, Jester Dooms. Today is Monday, May 13th. Time is 21:37 p.m. And I have not stopped going today. Jeez, the email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, for you, it is Tuesday, May 14th, when you're getting this episode. So it's Tuesday. I hope your Monday was better than mine was. It's been an extremely long day between work and a meeting I attended this evening that lasted much longer than what it needed to. I was basically gone for about 12 and a half hours today. And, I mean, that's not typical for me to be gone, but because I start later on the ambulance, it seems like way later because I'm rolling through the door at, like, you know, 9 o'clock at night. So, got home, ate some food, ground chicken, spinach, cheese. My wife made this lovely thing that it is kind of a violation of my blood type-based diet, but it was like a turkey and cheese thing, like phyllo dough, like this nice fluffy, like pastry kind of thing that was turkey and cheese. So I had a little bit of that. I had to try because I was so curious about it, and it was freaking delicious. She's really creative when it comes to cooking. I am like, now I ate so much chicken that I'm like, ugh, I'm bloated. Like, I'm like, oh man, now I got the food sleepies. I want to go take a nap. But we're doing the show. We're out here in the tundra, staring off into the wilderness, doing the show for you lovely people out there. Thank you for the positive feedback I keep getting about the show. It makes me feel absolutely great. Being that I'm on my eighth day of work, I'm waiting to have like this break. I know it's coming, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow. Like, I'm just waiting for this snap break to happen. And I'm fighting it really, really hard. Hopefully tomorrow is like a less busy, more easier of a day, you know? I hope you guys are having a better day than today, too. It seemed like a lot of people were having Monday madness type things happening today. Like, a lot of the places that we went to today were busy, and everybody seemed like they were kind of running in slow motion. So maybe it was just like that whole Monday-esque vibe that was screwing people up today. I like staying busy. One thing that I like about my job is it seems like there's always an opportunity to learn something new, and Doomy likes to fill his mind full of new knowledge. So I'm extremely happy to be at work. So even though, you know, I'm on my eighth day of work and I'm tired and I'm like, I need a break. It's like there's always something piquing my interest to keep going, to keep, you know, just keeping your mind fresh and keeping all this going. It's absolutely great. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that, you know, everybody in their personal lives, you know, I feel like we all need to be working toward future goals and not just necessarily be stuck in the mud like a stick that won't move. You know what I mean? If there's something out there that you want to achieve, you should be forcing yourself to do it. And I mean, I have met tons of people that cannot get out of their own way to accomplish anything. And people don't prioritize things the way that they should. And therefore, they become these sticks in the mud that never move. And that's just the way it is. And in order to be a productive member of society, I feel that you need to be achieving more goals. And you need to be forcing yourself to move into a category of greatness, a category of success. You need to move into these categories from where you're currently at, okay? And I did want to talk about that tonight. The difference between being a functioning member of society and a productive member of a society. Because there is a difference, ladies and gentlemen. I really feel that there is. But again, you know, just going through the motions of daily life here, I see a lot of people who do so much harm to themselves just based on pure laziness and stupidity. And really being ignorant to the environments around them that they're currently in, not seizing opportunities that are around them, you know. And that's, you have people nowadays that you could give them all the answers to life on a silver platter, and it is not good enough for them. It is not, it's not enough for them. They they don't just want the answers on the silver platter. They want it spoon-fed to them. And if it doesn't taste good, they're going to spit it out in your face. It's amazing the direction we're headed in with things. Anyway, enough about that. We'll get into that stuff. I'm extremely tired, guys, so bear with me here. We're going to see how this goes. As far as prep stock stuff goes, no really updates on that front. But, you know, check out the website, www.prepstock.net. Come out and see us this October. There's some things maybe happening behind the scenes with It's Doomsday Podcast. If you're not following It's Doomsday Podcast, definitely go give that a follow. The Beans and Weenie show is slightly doomed. Should be back on Saturday night, so make sure if you're not following that show, you're following that show and come and tune in and catch all the insanity live. That should be happening Saturdays. I think that's all the updates I got. Scooter, you got anything? He's just mean mugging me from across the room here, so we're going to let Scooter get back to what he was doing. Good old producer Scooter over there is working hard to keep these episodes coming to you guys every day. So we're going to work. We're working out something right now where you could actually start, you know, showing your gratitude for the hard work that's getting put in here behind the scenes. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this very short, lovely break.
Prep Stock is happening this October. Go to www.prepstock.net for more information. Prep Stock is the ultimate survival event. That's prepstock.net for all information and updates.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Doom Daily Show. Once again, I am your host, Jester Dooms. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Drop us a line. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the difference between being a functioning member of society and a productive member of society. Okay, I was rolling down the road with my coworker today, and I was telling him about some personal things that are going on with people I know, and we're sitting there talking. And I said, dude, there's a big difference between being a productive member of society and just being a functional member of society. So let's start like with the first part, let's start with functional in society. Okay. Functional in society. This is a person that could wake up. Okay. Go to their regular job, put in, I would say, 75% effort into their job and above, doesn't get reprimanded, doesn't get called out of work a lot, doesn't show up late a lot, you know, just your average, everyday, good enough worker whose job is secure. Outside of that, they have nothing to really offer the world, but they're a functional member. So they pay their bills. They, keep up with things that they need to be keeping up with as far as groceries in the house, you know, maintenance on the cars, things like that. This is what I would consider a functional member of society. You could set your own alarm clock. You could wake up. You could eat breakfast, make coffee, clean up your mess. And then you can get in the car, put your seatbelt on, drive to work, follow the speed limits and, you know, follow the speed limit signs, obey those and stop at the stop signs and not get pulled over and, you know, keep the insurance on your car so it's legal, keep the inspection sticker good so it's legal, or tag wherever you live. It's all different. And you get to that job, you go through the whole day and you do a decent job and you don't get yelled at by the boss and, you know, you accumulate your paycheck and you go home and you kind of do this in this repeat fashion. You know, do the laundry, do the normal chores and things you have to do just to be a functional member of society. Okay, it's exactly what it sounds like. You're in society and you're functional. Okay. Now then and that's okay to be that person. So if that's who you are and that's what you are, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. being a productive member of society, in my opinion, is different. This is the person that is giving 100% or more at their job. Okay. This is the person that's waking up early and being at work a half hour early because what if I get a flat tire? I don't want to be late. What if there's an accident and traffic's backed up? What if I get stuck behind that school bus again? You know, so these people that are going forward and forethinking and putting in that extra effort in that sense, they're not making their coffee and stuff in the morning. They're making it the night before, right? They're cleaning up the mess before they leave the house. They're having their clothes laid out. You know, they are forecasting what they're going to do. You know, they are preemptively striking on the day that's coming. Okay. It starts here. It starts with a lot of good habits at work too. Knowing what you have to do the next day so you could be mentally prepared for it and think through the errors and complications you may face at work. All right. Because you have them. They happen. It's also being a productive member is putting in a good advance notice if you're going to take a vacation or if you're going to leave a job. You put in that good notice. Okay. And specifically with work, you're that guy that volunteers for staying over extra hours. You're the guy that is saying, hey, we need more training on this. Let me throw my hand up. I'll do it. You know, if it helps the company, if it helps out and it makes a better environment for my fellow employees, like, yeah, I'm there. Okay. I'm here for it. And then there's also the idea of you're not just like going through this job, you know, just doing it. You're also the guy that's putting in the extra effort and you're getting compliments, right? And then you're not just the guy that's driving back and forth to work, you know, obeying the traffic laws and obeying the traffic signs and things like this. You're also that guy that pulls over, that stops to remove debris from the roadway, whether it's a garbage bag fell off the back of someone's truck, whether it's there's a muffler fell off someone's car and it's hanging out in the middle of the road, maybe a piece of wood blew off of someone's work truck, things like this. You're that guy that stops and moves it to prevent somebody from having an accident, right? You're that guy that pulls over, jumps out, throws it on the side of the road, jumps back, and it keeps going, okay? You're that guy that maybe there's a problem you see on the roadway you can't fix, that you call it into the local DOT and say, hey, you've got this issue. I'm on my way to work. I noticed it. You need to get somebody out here before it's a problem. Okay, you're that guy. You're also the guy that is forethinking enough to start building up like your children's future before they grow up, right? Maybe you've made some smart investments for them. Maybe you already started the college fund. You know, this is what I define as being productive, okay? You're not just going through the motions of life. You're trying to better things every day, and you're a forward-thinking individual, and you're preemptively striking on the tasks that you know are coming, all right? That's the difference between being functional and being productive in my eyes. And the sad part is, now that we know Doomy's definitions of these, the sad part is the majority of Americans don't fall into either one of those categories anymore. They don't. And that's bad. And it's very, very sad because I'm seeing this shit all around me every day. People come with a lot of lip service now, and they like to talk a lot of shit, and they like to, basically what they like to do is, it's 1,000 excuses, and it's everybody else's fault 24/7 of why they're not progressing in life and why they're not doing anything. But just to recap on this little segment, before the next segment we really tear into that, the difference between a functional member of society and a productive member of society is one's going the extra mile to better society, to better themselves, to keep moving forward. And the other one, the functional member of society, is just going through the motions and kind of flying under the radar. Okay. And now that you know what Jester's definitions of these things are, we can tear into the next segment of the show. But first, you must stick around for this ad. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Jester from It's Doomsday Podcast and the Doom Daily Show here.
Do you ever find yourself overloaded with way too much information? Too many logins, too many passwords, too many websites for stuff you like? Yeah, I'm the same way. You don't have to worry about that with the Doom Daily Show and its Doomsday Podcast. Let's make it simple. Just visit linktree.com/JesterDooms. Add it to your bookmarks. That way, when you need to find the right information, it's right there, under a tap of your finger or a click of your mouse. Go to linktree.com/JesterDooms. Get it, got it, done. Remember, no one has all the answers, but this will provide you with a place to start. linktree.com/JesterDooms. And now, on with the conversation. And here's Jester.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Doom Daily Show. I am your host, Jester Dooms. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. Find me everywhere on social media, at Jester Dooms. You could add me on Snapchat, the Clapper, the TikTok, all those places, at Jester Dooms. And I'll talk to you, because I'm just a regular dude. You know, won't talk to you a lot, but I'll talk to you. I'll say, hey, what's up, dude? How you doing? Thanks for listening. You know, when you send me messages, I'll respond to them when I got time. That kind of thing. Anyway, so the latter of the members of society, okay? I don't even know. I don't want to use the term, like, degenerates. And I don't want to use the term, like, scumbags. But I guess maybe we would put this into a non-functional member of society. Like, you are a non-functional member of society. Maybe we'll call it that. Excuse me. So we're seeing this more and more, and there are levels of this, right? And I've heard people say in the past, oh yeah, he's like a fifth degree scumbag, you know, or he's a second degree degenerate, you know. So we'll put this into some categories here. So this non-functional member of society, category one, okay? Category one. This is the guy that will wake up and go to work, but not every day. He has a lot of call-outs. He flies under the radar. He fucks over his friends, specifically in financial capacity, okay? Can't keep friendships because of the lies, right? And can't really keep a job because of the bullshit. There's an excuse for everything. Oh, I'm going to be late today. Why are you going to be late today? Oh, well, a tree fell on my house. Well, did it fall on your car? Because last I checked, you weren't a contractor and you're not going to fix that. You should get your ass to work. Oh, well, I can't. You just don't understand. Okay, sure. Well, let me know when you get the tree off your house. It doesn't exist. That's cool. Or on the same token with the work thing, there's always an issue of why they can't be at work, why they have to leave early, why they have to leave through random periods throughout the day and then come back. And again, it could be anything. It could be the cat got out, the neighbor told me, I got to go. It could be, hey, my truck's going to break down on the way home today, so I got to leave early so it breaks down when it's still daylight outside, right? I've literally seen these people I've seen people pre-plan emergency situations to where they have literally said things to the effect of, well, I can't do that because I'm going to have a flat tire on that day. And you're like, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, I'm gonna get a flat tire on Friday. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they'll pull that shit. Like, one guy told me, there was one time this guy told me, he's like, yeah, I can't work Thursday. I'm going to be in the ER on Thursday. Oh, why? Is someone you know there that you're going to visit? No, I'm going to be in there. Oh, fucking K. You know, whatever. So this is your first, this is like your non-functional member of society, first degree level one. Okay. Semi-functional, but is a big struggle for them to function. Get it? Their house isn't totally destroyed. They don't pick up after themselves 24/7. They don't. Okay. Then you have your second degree non-functional member of society. And this person is the person that starts getting into not following the norms of society. This person, they may show up to work every day on time. Okay, like every day, like clockwork, they're there, they don't leave early, they don't, but they have a problem. And their problem is that because they're a second degree non-functional member of society, they don't fit in with society. Okay, they don't go with societal norms. So very disrespectful right off the rip. Let's start with that. Very, very disrespectful. Tons of profanity comes out of these individuals' mouths for no reason other just for this. They say fuck for the sake of saying fuck. That's it. That's all it is. Extremely disrespectful to superiors and questions everything. Like if I look at you and I tell you, hey, I need you to go in the back and get the inventory because we have to stock these shelves. It's like, well, why the fuck do I need to do that? You work here too. Well, I'm your boss and I have other things to do. I need you to do this. You work here. I'm in charge. You get paid by the hour. If I tell you to, I don't know, draw me a picture every hour, you get paid by the hour. It really doesn't matter what you do. It's in your job description. You get the boxes and you put the shit on the shelves. Go do it. And then they become extremely combative. Okay. The other thing about the societal norm is when they're going to work and they're traversing the roads, it's the societal norms don't apply to me. So I'm not stopping for that stop sign. I'm not stopping for that stoplight. And if I get pulled over, I'm gonna give this cop hell. Okay. Remember, we're in that second non-functioning, we're in that second degree non-functional member of society. And the main thing about this person in particular is just categorized, they don't fit the criteria that society has deemed normal. So you know not to talk back to your boss. This group of individuals doesn't know that. You know to follow rules that are set forth by our society and deemed necessary for safety and things like that. This person cannot wrap their mind around it and they don't see it. They think the speed limit's there for somebody else that can't drive because they're stupid or whatever the case may be. Okay. They don't follow rules. They don't follow regulations. They have no regard for law. They have no regard for honesty. They have no regard for anybody else around them. Okay. That's your second degree. Okay. Now let's move into the third degree. Your third degree is a lot like the second degree, but they don't have anything in their home intact. And we're going to talk about that when we get back right after this break.
Can't get enough of Jester Dooms? Check out his other show, It's Doomsday Podcast, available on all podcast platforms. That's It's Doomsday Podcast.
Back to the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Doom Daily Show. I am your host, Jester Dooms. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. All right, so to move into this third degree non-functional member of society. This is the individual that you know, and everybody has seen one of these. Their house is a wreck, okay? It smells. There's laundry on the floor. There's garbage on the floor. They don't take out the trash. They only do laundry when it's deemed absolutely necessary, like they're down to their last pair of socks or underwear. They don't put the food back in the fridge whenever, you know, they're done with it. So they just leave things out to go bad. They don't, you know, they don't replace the milk when it goes bad. They just throw it on the floor. They don't think about even going grocery shopping until they're completely out of food. Like this individual, okay? This is also the individual that has no regard for law whatsoever and no regard for the world that they live in, whatever. And that's why a lot of these same people end up behind bars. It's why they end up in prison. It's why they end up in jail. It's why they end up going through different systems because they have no regard and they don't care. These are also the people you see get displaced a lot. They're the people you see get the displaced from like rental situations. You know, these are the ones that are, you know, they get a place, they rent it. The landlord's like, hey, you're not paying the rent or you're trashing the place. You got to go. Okay. That's this one. And we all know these ones. We've all seen them. This is also the guy that never seems to have a vehicle, never seems to have his own transportation, is always asking for a ride from somebody, okay? All the time, always asking for a ride from somebody. And oddly enough, these people think that the world owes them something, that for some reason, they're entitled to that ride everywhere that you need to provide for them while they don't give you gas money. You're entitled to pay for things for them for whatever reason. That's your job. That's your function as their friend because they don't have their shit together. And you feel bad for them because you see the squalor that they live in, the problems that they face, all those things. and you never see them picking themselves up off the ground. It's always an excuse about how it's somebody else's fault, about how they were given the raw deal. You know, something bad happened to them, so you have to feel for them so they don't have to pick themselves up by their bootstraps and really get things done in life, okay? That's who these people are, and we all know at least one. Then you have this last and final fourth degree non-functioning member of society. And it's a combination of pretty much everything we've mentioned about the non-functional members of society, but there are caveats to this that are a little bit different. These are the ones that are presented with golden opportunities. Basically, somebody's giving them, you know, somebody has put a silver spoon in their mouth and has said, all you got to do is chew and swallow. And they said, nope, I don't feel like swallowing today. I don't feel like chewing today. And they spit out that opportunity and they destroy it. And they step on it while it's on the ground and they step all over it and they smash it out like you're putting out a cigarette. That's what they do. And these are also the same people that you see going through repeat job. Like they can never hold down a job. And they always tell you how much better things would be in a different setting. But there's no setting that's perfect. That's just bullshit. They're also the people that like to lie and manipulate their way through life, right? Now, what's funny is a lot of these level four, you know, fourth degree non-functional members of society, a lot of these fuckers are really good con men, right? They really, really are. They're extremely good at their manipulation, extremely, extremely good. And what you'll notice about these people is that they don't maintain friendships. They bounce from friendship to friendship to friendship to friendship, not holding on to a friendship for longer than 3, 4, 5, 6 months. It's typically how it goes. Maybe there's that one or two friends they have that has been like lifelong or that's been a little bit extended. Because you know, every once in a while, these people will come across somebody that legitimately looks at them like they have something wrong with them mentally, and they feel that they need to be there to try to help this person, you know. And you'll also notice a lot of these people, they walk around like they have a chip on their shoulder, right? And one of the things that these people like to do is they like to try to bring other people down to their level, okay? That's what they like to do. So you could be having a great day, and this person could call you just to ruin it. Just to ruin, because they're having a shit day. Their life sucks. They want to bring you down to that level. And we all know these kind of people that do this. And the worst part about it is because they're so manipulative, as long as they're in a new setting with new people that have not experienced this before, these scumbags somehow thrive. And it's amazing that that happens. It's amazing that, you know, people are, you know, they put these blinders on and they believe everything these people say, and they con them and manipulate them and sucker them right in. And then they start to get to know these people. And in a few weeks, they're like, what the fuck? And things start clicking like, this guy's full of shit. And the other thing you'll notice about these people is they like to throw an abundance of information at you so fast that you cannot process it. So a lot of the times they're telling you 8 different stories when they're trying to make one point, because, you know, these con men, they've figured out that if they overwhelm you with insignificant details, that you'll miss the whole point of what you're even talking about. And then when you take that time to process this days later and you reflect, it's like, oh, well, everything he said didn't make any sense. And for some reason, we started talking about gummy bears, you know, for them to try to reference this point. And then you go back and you're like, hey, remember that thing we talked about the other day? I need you to explain that to me again. And now they know that they're caught. They know they're fucked. So they can't remember the 8 different side stories they told you to make their point, you know, and they don't remember how many gummy bears were on the table. They don't remember any of that. They just know that they're caught, and they know that they can't go back and go through this whole facade of a story again, because now you're on to them, and they know that they cannot reproduce that in the same way. And if they can't do that, they know that they're caught. They know that they can't reproduce the same lie. A good way to spot these people is have them tell their stories in reverse. Like, how did you get to this moment? Go backwards. Tell me about it. Like, how did we get to this moment now? And they can't. They never can. It's crazy. Anyway, Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you this so you can start identifying these things around you. So you can start identifying who these people are. So you could take these people out of your life and put the good productive members in the function. Because not everybody's going to be a productive member, but functional members are just as good. Okay. That might not be the guy that shows up to bring you gas at 3 a.m. because he had a gas can at his house ready for his lawnmower in the morning. You know, he might not be that guy, but he's definitely the guy you do not have to worry about. Okay. That's it. Remove these toxic people from your life and you will see improvements. You get what I'm saying? Anyway, that's it. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you guys back here Wednesday. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the show. Follow us on all social media. Scooter, I'm out of here. I'll catch you later.
News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.